The descent along this ridge offers wide-ranging and attractive views over the large artificial lakes which were built by the Milan Municipal Electric Company. From 1922 to 1928, the Cancano I Dam was built for a reservoir of around 24 million cubic meters. In 1940, work began on the building of another large reservoir situated above the Cancano I Lake, where the San Giacomo Dam made a 64 million cubic meter reservoir available. The workers' village of Digopoli was built for this purpose. A number of its buildings are still extant and now used as staff quarters for surveillance staff and holiday homes for employees' families. Building work was slowed down by World War II and the San Giacomo Dam was completed only in 1950. That same year, a new project designed to use the water resources of the Upper Valtellina as a whole made the earlier buildings partially obsolete. In 1952, work began on building the Great Cancano II Dam, which was completed in 1956. With its 136 meters in height and vast reservoir, the new dam can be clearly seen from where you are standing. It extended the previous Cancano I reservoir capacity considerably and submerged the latter together with the earlier dam, the remains of which are very occasionally visible when the artificial lake is emptied for maintenance work. With the building of the new, larger artificial lake, Sant'Erasmo Church, built in 1933 by AFM in memory of employees who had died in World War I and at work, was completely dismantled and rebuilt higher up, on its current site, which you can see to the east, on the slopes of Mount Salina. In subsequent years, this project designed to use the upper Valtellina's waters as a whole was extended to neighboring Valferva, too, by diverting the Zebru, Frodolfo and Gavia streams with their large volumes of glacier water and feeding it into a reservoir measuring 240 cubic meters used to power the new 150 megawatts Primadio cave plant. Once the Cancano II plant had been built, a long outlet was constructed underground to take the Primadio waters to the new Fazzino Dam reservoir in the Grossina Valley, which, in turn, fed the Grosio hydroelectric plant by pressurized penstock, on which work was completed in 1960.